This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
On this deen, ask Allah Azza wa Jal to bless our daughters with righteous husbands and bless our sons with righteous wives. You know, I just want to tell you a very inspiring story. There's a group of youth that are competing, subhanAllah, wallahi, tashrah al-sadr, yani it gives you such a good feeling. They are competing how many times they want to finish the Quran in Ramadan. And listen to this. Ready? One of them finished the first time already yesterday. Wallahi, I said, are you kidding me? He said, I started from Monday Maghrib. Wallahi, wallahi, you don't know how the tears that fell and the joy that I had, that a youth finished the Quran once already. He's 19 years old. Allahu Akbar. And the other brother was, you know, was competing with him, was very upset because he's already finished 17 juz. SubhanAllah. Wallahi, it's a beautiful feeling. I wanted just to share it with you. Al-Hasan al-Basri, rahimahullah, he was going to bury somebody. When they finished, he saw a sheikh. Qala lil-sheikh, an old man. He said, أتظن أن هذا يود لو رجع أن يكثر من العمل الصالح؟ قال اللهم نعم. He said, do you think if this mayit, if this dead person will come back, would he do a lot of good deeds? He said, absolutely. He said, فلما لا نكون مثل هذا الميت. So he said, why can't we be just like this dead person? So the man said, أي موعظة هذه. You know, because Hassan al-Basri was very famous, subhanAllah, of his very short speech that has very deep meaning. So the person said, wow, what kind of an advice is this? So my brothers and sisters, everybody have so many wishes. The sick is wishing to be cured. The poor is wishing to be rich. The one who has no children is wishing to have children. The one who's not married is wishing to get married. Everybody has different wishes. But there are certain kind of people whom their wishes are completely different. And these are the wishes of the dead. The wishes of the people who passed. And may Allah have mercy on all the brothers and sisters we lost. You know, as we all know, everybody knows somebody that we lost last year, subhanAllah. And they would wish they could come back and pray one salat with us. They would wish to come back and fast one more day with us. They would wish they could come back and read one page of the Quran. So I will be mentioning a few of the wishes of the dead, starting by the Salihin, the righteous ones. May Allah make us all among them. So what is the wishes of the Salihin? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, very, very long hadith. He said, when the Salih, when the righteous person is being taken to the grave, he's being carried to the grave, he would say, قدموني, قدموني. His wish is to rush me to the grave. Rush me to the grave. And when he is put in the grave, when he's in the grave already, he say, أقم الساعة, أقم الساعة. يعني, I can't wait for the hour to take place. I can't wait for the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar. These are the wishes of the Salihin, but I want to concentrate on the wishes of the Muqassirin Amthali. We want to concentrate on the wishes of the people like me who are behind in their duties to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What these people do? Take one wish today, inshallah ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was passing by a grave and he said, قَبْرُ مَنْ هَذَا? Whose grave is this? They said, Fulan. He said, so and so. He said, alayhi salatu wa sallam, the hadith is in Tabrani, رَكْعَتَان رَكْعَتَان لِهَذَا خَيْرٌ مِنْ بَقِيَّةِ دُنْيَاكُمْ. He said, and please, brothers, lend me your heart. He said, two rak'ahs for this person is better than the whole dunya and everything in it. And if this person was given a chance to come back, and he was given a choice, would you like to have the whole dunya with all its gold and silver and diamonds and everything in it, or pray two rak'ah? The Sadiq al-Masduq, the all truthful, he said, this person will choose two rak'ah. Two rak'ah. So my speech today, inshaAllah ta'ala, is for my brothers and sisters who are behind in their salat. They delay the salat. I know, brother, you're talking to Fajr people. I know I'm talking to Fajr people, but every single one of us knows somebody that's behind in his salat or her salat. Many people, I don't know who told them that you can come home at night and pray all the salawat together. Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, all with Isha. And the shaitan tricked them by telling them, isn't it better than not praying? I'll give you an example. If I come and tell you, in Rabi' al-Awwal, the Hajj is in Dhul Hijjah. If I come in Rabi' al-Awwal and I say, brothers and sisters, all of you are going to Hajj on me. I'm paying for everything, 5-star packages. But you know what? In Dhul Hijjah, it's very crowded. So we're going to go in Rabi' al-Awwal. Nobody in Mina. Arafah's empty. Go enjoy it. All expenses paid. Everything. Who would go? What kind of Hajj is this? It's not on time. So why Fajr when you wake up is okay? Fajr when you wake up is not okay. Whenever you wake up, I'm saying wake up after Shuruq. Yani. No. No, it's not okay. It's similar exactly like going to Hajj in Rabi' al-Awwal or fasting in December because it's beautiful, 5:30. Maghrib, right? It's beautiful. No, 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 no. فَخَلَفَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ خَلْفٍ أَضَاعُوا الصَّلَاةِ وَاتَّبَعُوا الشَّهَوَاتِ فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. The ayah right after the ayat al-sajda in Surah Maryam. There will come a time people will come that they neglect the salat and they follow their desires. What happens to them? فَسَوْفَ يَلْقَوْنَ غَيَّا. They will go to Ghayya. What is Ghayya? One of the explanations of Ghayya, it's a wadi in Jahannam. It's a place in Jahannam that other places in Jahannam seek refuge in Allah from that place. And Ibn Abbas said, these people did not neglect the prayer at all. They just delayed the prayer from its time for no valid reason. No reason whatsoever. And by the way, I am busy at work is not a valid reason. I am busy is not a valid reason. The salat is 5 minutes. 5 times 5 is 25 out of 24 hours. We can have time for everything, and I don't have 5 minutes. It's a must, it's not an option. And I see, mashallah, a lot of youth, when you are going for applying for a job and you ask for 5 minute break, door, and they said no, you have no break whatsoever, say, Assalamu alaikum. Allah is the Razzaq, not that guy is the Razzaq. Allah is the Razzaq. Allah will provide for you. When you give up something for Allah, Allah will replace it many, many folds. So the first wish, can you imagine, ya akhwan, how many salawat we have neglected? How many times that we have so many options to pray as much as we can, and we preferred something else. So please, in this blessed month, in this blessed month, wallahi, how many of us got the COVID and thought that they were not going to make it? I am one of them, and I'm standing right here. So I could have one of these people that you are now making dua for. Right? And many of us, subhanAllah, so Allah gave me and you another chance. Am I better than the people that passed away? La wallah, there are millions of people that passed away that are way much better than me. So Allah gave me and you another opportunity in this blessed month. Please, please, do not waste any time. Take advantage. Rak'atan, two rakas for this person in the grave is better than the whole dunya that we are fighting for, that are we neglecting the salat for, that I'm cutting my ties with my relatives for. Better than the whole dunya and everything that's in it. May Allah make us from the people who take advantage of every moment in this month and every moment in our life. May Allah make our last deeds our best deeds, and may Allah Azza wa Jal make our last words La ilaha illallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. And inshallah we continue our halaqa in the gym for Hajj and Umrah inshallah.